Hey, Herb. Herb, are you all right?
Sure, Skip. I just swallowed my bicycle, that's all.
Oh. Well, hey, why don't we go down and... You swallowed your bicycle?
No. Not really.
Well, what's the matter?
You know that apple orchard near Lake Randolph? Black.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I was just walking through it, and well, they look so good, I just couldn't help eating an apple. Toy!
Hey, didn't you read that sign out front that said, do not eat apples, danger?
Oh, sure, but I just thought that was to keep thieves out.
Oh, yeah. No, Herb. Mr. Quimper told me that those apples were all full of some kind of worm or something.
Now you tell me. I think I ate about 5 crawly things.
The sign was there, Herb. You didn't obey it. That's why you got a mouthful of bugs.
Aw, Skip. I didn't think it would matter.
That's the problem, Herb. You know, that reminds me of a verse in the Bible.
What's it about?
It's about obeying God.
What does that have to do with eating wormy apples?
Well, it's like this. You didn't obey the sign, right?
Well, yeah, but...
And because of that, something bad happened.
Right. So?
Well, you remember the story of Adam and Eve.
Oh, yeah. God told them not to eat apples.
Nah, Herb. God didn't tell them not to eat apples. He just said, don't eat any of a certain kind of fruit.
Fruit from the tree in the center of the garden. The one that gave them the knowledge to recognize good and evil.
Right. But they didn't obey God.
Just like I didn't obey the sign.
Uh-huh. And because of that, all kinds of bad things happen.
Wow. I guess you're right, Skip. From now on, I'm gonna start obeying. Signs, Mom and Dad, and God.
That's a good idea, Herb. Hey, why were you walking through that orchard anyway?
Well, I was coming here to get you. Mom says to come home.
Oh. Did she say what for?
I think she wants to tell us to quit.